Well, good evening and welcome to Crosswalk Talk Radio. Crosswalk Talk is a production of Crosswalk Life, and we are so happy to have you with us tonight. We are going to be hearing the voice of the Lord for you. Crosswalk Talk is your opportunity to hear true stories, hear the voice of the Lord, hear what God is doing today and wants to do in your life now and in the future. It's not just about what God used to do or could do, but what He wants to do is He lives through you if you're a believer. Tonight we have Prophet Rita Phillips again with us, and we have decided that we're going to be offering this personal prophetic ministry more often because, frankly, you have spoken. Ever since we first began Crosswalk Talk Radio in 2005, we have never had more interest in this program as far as people calling in than when we offer personal prophetic prayer ministry. And we're going to be talking about what that is. And I want to welcome Prophet Rita to the program. How are you tonight?
I am doing excellent. It is so good to hear your voice.
And yours, but especially the voice of the Lord. Now, for those of you that missed last time, Prophet Rita and I met when we were both in ministry training at Christian International in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, and what an experience that was. What a blessing. I owe so much to them for the training and all the practical growing up that I did while I was there. But Prophet Rita stayed longer than I did, and she went on to become not only team leaders, as we both were on prophetic teams, but then she began to be over the prophetic team. She's had over 12 years of experience ministering there, and served as a prophetic team trainer, pastoral coordinator for prophetic teams, and a spiritual mentor for MTC, and then went on to start her own ministry. And Prophet Rita, why don't you give them that contact information right off?
I'd be happy to do that. The Lord had given me the name of the ministry and the focus of the ministry a few years ago, and the ministry name is Jubel Ministries. We have a website that is Jubel, JubelMinistries.org. And the purpose and the essence of Jubel Ministry is to make it known to all believers that Jesus Christ is your Jubilee. And your Jubilee means that you are free. You are free in Christ and have all His benefits. But so many people have not realized the completeness of the work that was finished on the cross.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. A lot of people don't know how to have communion with God, and they're not sure if we have it either, Prophet Rita. So one thing I wanted to do tonight is to say for those people that call in that we're able to talk to, I want to offer you a free download from our download store at Crosswalk Life. So you'll find that at www.cwlinc.com, and it's called Communion with God. And it's for those of you who are just learning to hear God's voice. You want to know how to get started, how to know if you're hearing God's voice, you know, how to journal what you're getting, etc. And I want you to be able to have that for free. What you have to do is call in tonight between 9:30 and 10:30. That's when we're going to be taking calls. But then you have to email me tomorrow and let me know, you know, I was John or whoever you prophesied to last night, and I would like that communion with God. Now, you don't have to call in right now if it's going to be expensive for your cell minutes or something. We're not going to start taking callers till 9:30. I want to let Prophet Rita share with us a little bit about what intimacy with God is and some of the descriptions of it in the Bible.
I'm happy to do that. The most important thing about knowing and hearing His voice is being able to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, we began to have an intimacy and a knowing where He knows us and we know Him, and that He knows our passion for Him and we know his extravagant love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And when this comes together, then we will be able to hear and listen closely to his voice and to be able to commune with him and to know him. And to know him is a key word that we're going to talk about tonight. The Hebrew word for that is yada. Now, it's become popular in the secular world, and I don't believe that they understand exactly what they're saying. But yada, the Hebrew word, means to know God intimately, to know him in such an intimate manner that it's like the intimacy that a husband and a wife have. There is just a union and a communion between you and the Lord that enables you to know and recognize his voice beyond a shadow of a doubt. So therefore, you're able to be obedient
mm-hmm.
and to speak his voice with confidence and understanding.
Amen. I went to classes for like 12 weeks, Prophet Rita, before I had any confidence that I was for sure hearing God's voice enough to share it with someone else.
I remember that. I was so full of zeal. I think sometimes I kind of do people over the passion that God had poured inside of me to release his word and to minister life and to stir up the anointings and the giftings within the people that are so hungry and are so thirsty for the word of the Lord. And besides that, my understanding is that when God forms us in the womb of our mother, he places our potential and our anointing and the seeds of our giftings inside of us at that time. And for them to come alive and to come forward, the spoken word from God's prophets need mm-hmm. to go over your life. And that is what happened to me. And so I've watched other people experience the same thing, and it is quite mind-blowing. I don't like to use that term, but it is exciting to see what God's living word does
mm-hmm.
to bring healing and deliverance to the people that receive it.
Well, I put an article on our website at cwlinc.com about Rhema words, God's spoken word, Prophet Rita, because a lot of people don't understand that a whole lot of the verses in the Bible that say, you know, like God's word will never come back void, that's the spoken word of God, it means. That's the Rhema
yes.
word. It's not even talking about the written word. And for that matter, for those of you that might argue the point, all of the written word was God's spoken word at one point. It all
exactly.
was. But, you know, hearing God's voice goes all the way back to the garden. It's nothing new.
That's right. The Lord intended for communion with each of us. And the happiest times of his day was when he was in the garden mm-hmm. with Adam and Eve. And the saddest time, because we know that God is a God that has emotions, his saddest time is when they failed and they didn't have the communion that they had to begin with.
That is an amazing thought. I can't imagine what it's like to walk and talk with God in the garden and then lose it. But in a way I can, because I know when I've been in a place of compromise that God became quiet and I missed him.
Yes.
So tell us about yada. It certainly doesn't mean this yada, yada, yada that people say today. What does it mean?
Exactly. It's the yada is a Hebrew word that means that you know God. It's the Strong's word, the number 3045. It means to know God is to have an intimate experiential knowledge of him,
mm-hmm.
to know him, to fear him, to serve him, and to trust him. And there's many avenues that he takes us to that. But tonight, I want to focus on the time of intimacy and prayer and worship and meditation and communion with the Lord. If there's many people that have heard the scripture that Jesus said that startled so many people, and that scripture is, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
Mm-hmm.
Cast out devils in your name, and then many wonders in your name. And then Jesus said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. So God wants us to know him. It's a process of intimacy, communion with him. I learned it in my season of life in a greater measure when I moved to Tampa and God set me aside and it was just he and I. And through it all, we began to know each other in such a manner that I was confident that I knew my God and that I loved him and that he knew and knows me and loves me with an everlasting love.
Amen.
It was an incredible time that we had together because we had communion at the end of the day, and we just had 8 months was set aside to him. So I know what it is to be together and to know him.
And sometimes that comes through sad times. I remember when I suddenly found myself divorced, even though I had fought it. It was the next 9 months when I understood God's love better than I ever had before. He just filled that vacuum with intimacy and communion and his perfect love. And I will always remember that as being the most special time so far of knowing him intimately.
Exactly, because he's the one that is able to take up the broken pieces and mm-hmm. to put them back together again. And the balm of Gilead, when he applies it, it is so healing and so life-giving that everything within us wants to knock on everybody's heart and say, come, I know him. His name is Jesus. Mm. He's a lover of your soul. I know him. I want to introduce you to him. And the more that it happens, the more hungry the people get. And it was a challenge for me personally to break out of the realm of being self-conscious about it. Now it's like, I want to introduce you to the lover of my soul. I want to introduce you
Amen.
To the one that we read about in the Song of Solomon. And it has been extremely liberating for me, and I'm very grateful for it.
It's a good thing that all natural brides weren't as shy as I was as a spiritual bride. Can you imagine how long it took some of us to just spend time sitting in God's presence listening? You know, we have all these fears and anxieties and doubts and worries. And, you know, there wouldn't be any children in the world if spiritual brides, if all natural brides were as slow as spiritual brides.
That's the truth.
It took me forever to have confidence. I really am hearing God. But I believe that there's an outpouring of God's Spirit right now. He says, you know, young men, old men, you know, women, you know, will hear God's voice and prophesy. So this is the time, people, to say, God, give me spiritual ears, open spiritual ears, open spiritual eyes to see and hear you, because this is a great outpouring. If you've tried it before and it didn't work, try it again tonight. You'll find that you're hearing God along with us.
That's right. And as we minister to different people, Holy Spirit, there's not time or distance, and He's everywhere.
Amen.
And He'll be talking to each one of you, and you'll be amazed that He will speak to you things for a person that you hear repeated by Prophet Carlotta or myself, and it will encourage you and build your faith to know that you are hearing His voice and that you are able to speak a word to give life to somebody that is not able to put their foot one ahead of the other because they've been so broken and so weary. Mm-hmm. And that's a burden that's on my heart, is that there's so many people right now in this season that have not heard the sound of hope, and they need it desperately.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. We have more callers right now than we've almost ever had at the beginning of a program, so that tells me something.
That's exciting. We'll have to be able to see the processes of what God does. There's another thing that I wanted to mention in regards to yada and intimacy with the Lord that is so important. And that is, if we build walls up around ourselves and around our heart, even around our mind, because we don't want anybody to have access, or because we've had so much pain and grief in our life that we don't want to feel it anymore. When we do that, we then close the door for the feelings of good and happiness and joy, and we close the feeling of the pain. And the way that our Lord taught me how to handle that in my life, my sister actually is the one who told me and gave me the recommendation. She said, "Sis, agree with your pain. Father, Abba, I'm hurting really bad. This is what's hurting me. Take it and make it right."
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I did that, another layer of the brick wall would fall away from my heart. And to the point where God has given me healing and deliverance. And in the process of that, He's given me a zeal and a passion to do that for everybody.
Amen.
I'm reminded even at this time about Jesus. And when He was at the grave, at Lazarus' grave, He wept. But when He called forth Lazarus, He called him forth by name so that the others that were there would not come forth, but Lazarus would come forth. But He said to those that were there, "Unbind him. Set him free." So our ministry as believers and servants of Jesus Christ are to unbind our brothers and sisters that He brings out of the grave and out of the rut and out of so many people have put themselves so far down in open-ended graves that they don't know how to climb out. And
that's right.
When Jesus Christ calls their name and commands them to come forth, we are to be the ones to unbind and to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm. We're partnering
Hallelujah.
With him.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what God is doing, and the fulfillment of his word and of the words that the prophet Joel prophesied about the sons and daughters shall prophesy. And it personally grieves me when people do not understand the power in their word and therefore hesitate to speak a word. And because they hesitate, the person that needs it so desperately is still in desperate straits because the word of life was not spoken to them. So tonight I want to stand in the gap and say, mm-hmm. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you forgive us for not speaking your words mm-hmm. when you tell us the word. I ask, my God, that you forgive us. And Lord, we partner with you. We enter into covenant with you that we shall hear your voice and we shall speak. And we shall set the captives free because that's what your heart is in this harvest time now. And I thank you, Father, for accepting and receiving and releasing us now to do your will in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And I just want to pray for anyone out there that isn't even sure if your personal prophetic ministry is a new thing to you. I want to just assure you tonight that we're agreeing with you that God will answer your questions. Like, does this line up with the written word of God? You know, is it really edifying, encouraging, and consoling like the Bible says it should be? Is this motivated by the Holy Spirit? Is this causing me to discern God's heart better? And am I hungering for this, or am I really not being drawn by the Holy Spirit? Things like that. You know, is your faith growing as you listen? I just encourage you, even if the words aren't for you, you can say, Lord, if that's for anybody, I want it too. Amen.
Amen. I remember I was standing in line to receive ministry from when Mahesh Chavez was there at Christian International. And he laid hands and blessed me, and he moved to the next person and said, Israel. And I said, God, I'm taking that one.
He was just one person off, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, I've claimed many, many of word for about 4 years straight. I was at a church, prophetic church, every Friday night till midnight because I could not get enough of hearing God's word. Amen. And the Lord says he doesn't do anything except he tells the prophets first. I mean, that's pretty important, that his desire to partner with us, have us partner with him in ministry. He could do it all by himself, but he loves to work through us. He could live anywhere he wants, and he chose to live through me.
Exactly. An awesome place where when he comes to make a habitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of Peter. It was a shadow that people received healing by. Just a shadow.
Shall we have a shadow activation? That's a little tough on radio.
It'd be a little tough, but I do believe that the Lord does have some ministry by word of knowledge for some healing release tonight.
Okay.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Let's just all agree that God, you said you wanted to do greater works through us. You want to speak. You want us to be your voice. If you want to do a shadow activation through us, we're just available for anything you want to do, because we know that it's not about us, it's all about you.
That's right. In the book of John, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse, I'm really blessed when Jesus speaks, the sheep that are my own and are listening to my voice, mm-hmm. and I know them, they follow me.
Amen.
It's always a principle of knowing, of the yada, mm-hmm. of the intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And if you inquire, if you seek him, you will find him. It's not that he's hiding, but I think by seek, it might just mean that we sit down long enough to listen. You get your journal, and in your quiet time, if you haven't tried this yet, I just want to encourage our listeners, get a little spiral notebook like I have. It's nothing fancy. I've got 20-something of them now, where in my quiet time, I began to write down what God told me, whether I was worshiping or reading the word or praying or listening to something. I would write down what he quickened, what he highlighted just for me. And I'm ready. You know, if they take my internet away, I'm going to have all those notebooks of Rhema words from God.
Hallelujah.
Man,
amazing.
The reason I said internet, for those of you that don't know it, Rita and I are very active on Facebook, and we're not talking about our coffee addiction or other things that people talk about on there. We are prophesying to people on Facebook. We're glorifying the Lord. We're sharing the insights that we got from the day. So every single day, I would say, unless maybe one of us is out of town or something, we are sharing as God gives us things all during the day. So join us, because when you share something on Facebook, you've got a potential of a congregation of, 6 billion people that have computers, that have internet.
I posted a prophetic word on Facebook today, and I'm going to find it and just let you be blessed by it. There were actually two, and the first one was about the potter's wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read it to you. I have it right here.
Okay.
Jesus' example of being committed to obedience should encourage and strengthen us. We must begin to allow the work of the Holy Spirit in our life that will cause us to begin to realize the fullness of the life of a blood-bought Christian. We must begin to provide place for the babes in Christ to be fathered in the faith, to be mentored, as it were. There needs to be examples of the life of a surrendered believer, the believer who allows the work of the Spirit of God upon the potter's wheel to provide the chastening of a loving, accepting father, to bring growth and maturity of the youth. The Spirit of God is working in this season of the harvest, preparing to be positioned in the third day church. Now that was what I call a pondering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will read you the prophetic word, because it's not quite as gentle as that. It's right here. I released it as a prophetic word. I'm coming to those who hear my voice and respond, coming as a refiner's fire. Embrace the purging and the cleansing fire. Embrace the process. Prepare yourself. A wind of my Spirit of power and authority is blowing. Prepare your heart. Embrace the refiner's fire. Yield to the breath of my Spirit. I am sending new authority and new power. God says, watch and see what I'm doing. You never know where he's going to go and what direction he's going to take you.
Amen.
That's the area that he went today.
Amen. Don't you love those potter's wheel words? I trust the potter, though. He's promised me that he'll never bring anything into my life that I won't thank him for later. And that's a huge promise. But so far, I've seen it to be true. Even when someone was trying to kill me, I realized that my faith grew by leaps and bounds during that time. It was one of the best things for me. I've faced death. I'm not afraid of it anymore, and that means I'm dangerous.
That's right, because that's the last fear to deal with. It's the fear of death.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you about ready to take some callers?
Sure. We could take some questions if we wanted to do that before prophesying.
That's true. That's true. But I can't tell which ones are questions unless there's one in the chat room. I can't tell. I just see little hands up, so they might want one or the other. What we want to encourage you not to do is to get on the phone line, though, and preach or teach, because we have so many callers lined up, and it's a challenge for Prophet Rita and I to to give a quick word as it is so that we can try to get to all of you. And nobody did that last time. I'm not rebuking anyone. I'm just clarifying. If you have a question, that's one thing. We just don't want a commentary, okay? You can always put comments in the chat room. But let's see who we've got here. Area code 434, welcome to the program. Would you share your name, and you could give like a one-sentence prayer request or question?
I'm Nancy Strickland.
Okay.
And I have a question, or if I don't cry, I just need a word of wisdom or a word in season. I have been led of the Lord to seek him and just one-on-one with the Spirit, learn to prophesy. It says in the scripture to ask to prophesy or seek to prophesy. So I did, and the Holy Spirit has taught me. But I really need a word of encouragement and direction.
Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have put this desire in her heart, and you have born and birthed it in her. You already have a plan for her, that she will be tutored by your Holy Spirit. You say you are a tutor. You'll orchestrate everything. You'll bring together those opportunities that she needs in order to be trained and taught and to be able to exercise this gift. Well, Father, I thank you for the mentoring that she needs, and she will know which opportunities. There are a number out there, not only around Prophet Rita and myself, but others, and we thank you, Lord. And I just hear the Lord saying, you will never lift up your hands to me wanting to learn how to hear my voice and be disappointed. I will never be indebted to you, but I will always be offering. And the Lord says, you just find that quiet time, and you'll find that I will be there speaking, and I'm going to teach you to trust that after you may need to bind every demonic spirit in order to feel like you're only hearing my spirit, the Lord says, but you will learn to trust my voice because you are my sheep, and you will learn to trust my voice, and I will bring those confirmations that you need. You're going to see them coming from everywhere, from the Word, and I'll bring them from the radio or from wherever you go in churches, but you're going to see me confirming. You're going to say, boy, the Holy Spirit really is orchestrating all of this, because he certainly is causing little confirmations to come from here and there. And you're going to see that I quicken the Logos word. I illuminate it for you. I'm giving you Rhema words, but the key is just to have that quiet time with me and listen, because in the beginning, especially, you need that alone time in order to really gain that confidence. And then you'll hear me more like 24/7. 24/7, you'll have the confidence that you can do that as you go. Thank you, Lord.
Right. And the Lord is sending me in a little bit different area. I want to speak to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, daughter, I am loving you with an everlasting love. And I am doing the depth of the work in your heart that you've cried out to me to do. And every time you open a little bit of area of your heart, I'm in there immediately applying the balm of Gilead and the salve of my anointing to bring healing. And soon in the days ahead, you will know that what was past is past, and the future is great and mighty. And you will walk with me with boldness and authority as you allow the healing to come forth from the inside out. The Lord says, daughter, tonight I'm breaking the assignment of negative words that have been spoken over your life. And I'm breaking that has said that you're unworthy. And I speak the truth to you, my daughter, and I say you're worthy. I have made you worthy. The work that I worked and finished on Calvary has made you worthy. So I'm drawing you and drawing you by my spirit, and you will know me as a lover of your soul, and you'll know me in the depths of the greatness of my extravagant love for you.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for calling. Pardon?
Thank you. My name's Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Be sure to email me tomorrow now at CWT@CWLINC.com, where you can get the email off the homepage on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for calling. And now we have area code 404 with us. Welcome to the program. Would you give us the name and one sentence of prayer request or question?
Hello, my name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, welcome.
I just need prayer for my marriage.
Okay.
My family.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you that you're a God of marriages and that you're a God of families. And I thank you, Holy One, that you are moving in the midst of Stephanie's home, and that your shalom is invading every area, every corner, every area in her home. And I thank you, Father, that in the days ahead that you will teach your daughter how to apply the blood and the doorposts of her home. And I thank you, Lord, that in doing that, that you will establish a safe area and a secure area where she will have habitation for you to come and dwell in. And Lord, I also ask that you show her what needs to be removed from our home so that you can dwell there in light and complete light without darkness. I thank you for doing it, my Lord. And I speak your life over your daughter now in Jesus' name.
The Lord says, I know it's been a tough time, Stephanie. I know that it seems like I'm teaching you through the sandpaper, and it's tough, and I know that it's tough when you're learning through adversity, and there's been times when you've wondered if I was in control at all. But the Lord says, I'm actually answering your prayer to grow quickly, and if you'll not focus on the circumstances, but focus on me as your all in all, no matter who's not there for you or how difficult things are or when the disappointments come, it's actually going to drive you in an odd kind of way. I know it seems odd, but it's going to drive you to understand me as your all in all more quickly. And I know that hopes have been dashed at times when you thought your fulfillment would come in human relationships. But the Lord says even that will drive you. And you will look back and you will see, I came to know God intimately. I came to hear his voice better during those times. So if, as the old saying goes, daughter, if you won't let it make you bitter, it'll make you better. And the Lord says, if you'll just press into me, even if it has to be early in the morning or late at night or in the middle of the night, if you will journal, I will speak to you, and the intimacy will grow and grow and grow. But press into me, and the Lord says, you know, I don't mean come to me explaining the situation so much. You can pour out your heart to me, but the Lord says, I know the situation. I know it. What I want you to do is to press into me, and I'm going to show you how you're complete in me. And even though my heart is to bring change about, to bring transformation, to answer your prayers for the marriage, I'm just talking about right now. Right now, if you will press into me, you'll learn that part of my purpose in marriage for everyone is to learn to hear my voice. And, of course, I can get your attention in those tough situations. But the Lord says you're going to have a peace, you're going to have a strength, and a solidarity in me that you're going to be able to just ride out the ups and downs of relationships, because you will have peace. And you're going to begin to say, I hardly even recognize myself anymore. I have such an anchor in Christ that I have peace no matter what. And the Lord says, if you'll just leave them in my hands, just leave them in my hands. I'm going to give you a few things that you can say, but they're like one-liners. The Lord says, I want to take that burden off you. And if you'll just say those one-liners, and then you'll kind of hear me nudge you to just say, now be quiet, now be quiet, and leave it up to me to work it in and through their hearts. And the Lord says, I'm going to bring some circumstances to bear that that will bring about some results that you've been praying for. But the Lord says, I don't even want you to focus on that long-range results right now. I want you to press into me so that you become so anchored in me that you become that person that's full of the fruit of the Spirit and expression of my heart like you've never been before. And you will have that no matter what anyone else chooses to do or say. You'll say, I know my God is faithful to me, and no matter what anyone else does or says, it will not limit God's faithfulness to me. Can you agree for that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be that stable. You are. And so you're going to look back and say, you know, the rough time wasn't so bad because that's when God really polished me.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Please.
God bless you, Stephanie.
Please email me tomorrow and remind me, you know, show me your email address so that I can send you the Communion with God download, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good night. Oh, thank you, Prophet Reed. It's so wonderful
yes.
to partner with you.
It's been an honor for me, Prophet Carlotta.
Okay, area code 562. Welcome to the program. Do you have just a sentence of prayer request or question? Hello, area code 562. Are you there?
If you want.
I'm hearing an echo. Is your computer playing sound? You're going to have to turn the sound to your computer off so that we can hear you. Okay, I'm not sure what we're hearing. Are you reading?
No.
I'm going to have to turn it off just because it seems like we're not actually communicating with the caller. How about, this looks like a call maybe from out of the country, 442-0743-13403. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Welcome to the
hello.
Program. Where are you?
Hi, I'm in London, England.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Would you care to share your first name and a question or prayer request?
Yes. Yeah, my name is Nataline, and I'm calling for a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
I've just come through the worst season of my life, which has been like a hell, but it's also been the most beautiful season of, you know, coming into that yada lifestyle with God, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'd like a prayer, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you, the Lord.
I want to prophesy.
Okay, go ahead.
For Natalie. The Lord says, daughter, I am stirring in the midst of you, and unplugging the wells of salvation from the womb of your spirit, and I am going to cause a gushing to come forth from you that is going to be like the rivers of living waters that will cause people to be drawn to you, that you will be able to speak my words of life. The Lord says, daughter, you have eaten my word. You have digested it. You've gone past the milk. You've gone into the meat. And the Lord says that in the days ahead, you will be able to release a sure word of hope, a sure word of deliverance, and a sure word of healing. For the Lord says that even the signs of wonders are within you, that I am stirring up now to release in this season. The Lord says, daughter, I'm touching you now in the back area, the lower back area, and I'm causing the fire of my healing power to burn there, to release that area there, that it's either a pulled muscle or a sciatic nerve that has been bothering you. But God says, daughter, I'm releasing and bringing healing, and I'm going to cause you to stand tall and know that I am your Lord thy God that healeth thee, and I am the Lord thy God that will take you aside to bring you into the fullness of what I have for you now. The Spirit of God says, daughter, I will prepare a platform for you to be upon. And because you have eaten my word and you have digested my word, I will cause you to begin to teach and to explain the things and the intricate revelations that I've given you when you have been set aside. And you will know a fullness of joy and happiness because I am going to pour out my extravagant love upon you, saith your God.
Amen. Amen. And there's more. There's more. Natalie, the Lord says, you have passed the test, but please continue to enter into my rest, even though the worst part seems like it's over. And the Lord says that it's been my desire to purify your heart, your motivations, and you will know my will, you'll know my way, you'll know my timing, that I just want to pour out my prophetic words through you to others, and you're going to hear me nudge you to just practice as you go shopping, as you're in public, as you're in the marketplace. Just ask me, and it's almost like activations everywhere you go. Say, Lord, what do you have for that person? And whether I tell you to give it to them or not, just begin to press in, because there isn't anybody I won't talk to, the Lord says, and I'm going to give you words of wisdom and words of knowledge, and you're going to just see, as you receive more and more of a download of my compassion for others and become others conscious, just as when I walked down the streets in Jerusalem and in Galilee and all, I was conscious of the people right in front of me. The Lord says, I just want to follow you with signs and wonders. I really do. Just believe me for them. And the Lord says, I'm giving you that that hundredfold return for everything you've laid down for me, and really believe me for it. Hundredfold is more than 100 times, and it's in this life as well as the life to come. And so the Lord says, I'm just giving you that ministry, that heart of ministry to others that would serve them, that would be willing to kind of like stick your neck out, you know, and say, and even if I tell you to say it in a question, you know, so maybe it won't be intimidating to them instead of thus saith the Lord, you know, I'm going to give you prophetic questions to ask people, you know, do you need prayer for your children today? Or, you know, all kinds of things that won't scare them so badly. But you're going to begin to plant seeds in your country and neighboring countries that will amaze you. It will amaze you. And people will not forget even the prophetic questions that I give you. And I will water those words and they will grow. And then you won't feel so isolated. in years to come, because the seeds that you sow are going to sprout and multiply, and you're going to have more and more fellowship that has the hunger to hear God's voice that you have.
Wow.
And there is also a level of greatness of the moving of the Spirit of God in Britain, in the Isles there, the United Kingdom, and you will be one of those that will be, I call it a fire starter, the igniting of the passion for in such a cold area, but the igniting of fire and passion for God and the Spirit of God and what He has in these days for His people.
Amen. Amen. Well, is that good?
Can I, you know, I just, the tip, oh wow, everything has just been so on point. And I'll just quickly say the sciatic nerve. I've had 6 babies and I've had really bad problems with my, in my lower back, with my hip and my sciatic nerve, where I've had to be on crutches and bed rest. So that is so on point. And even tonight, it's 2:00 in the morning here, I was turning in pain from that. And just the prophetic word that you said, that is so, it's just so on point. When I go out, I do ask God for a word for people, and He shows me how to minister it in a non-challenging way, and I need to develop that more. I could go on, but other people are waiting, so I'll send you an email, but it is so on point.
Please.
Thank you.
Yes, please send it to us. And anyone out there that wants to send a testimony, if you will write it in a way that we can post it on the internet or on Facebook, it will be a great encouragement to others. Rita and I are seasoned, and we're past the point of you needing to verify it for us. But our motivation is, if you'll send us short testimonies that are designed so it won't embarrass any of your friends or relatives, you know, it's about your experience with God, then we can post that, and it will encourage others, and they will know that we're not imagining that God is pouring all this out. He really is. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Have a wonderful night. I hope you can still get some sleep and sleep better now.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. I've been
what a blessing.
And you can write Rita, Prophet Rita, too, from her website.
Okay. I'll look up the details. Thank you so much. Bless you both richly. Thank you.
Just be sure to write.
We receive it.
Yes. Just be sure to write me and remind me to give you that free download of Communion with God. Hallelujah. That was awesome. I love
Praise
it when God,
God
gives birth
of
knowledge.
Jesus.
Aren't words of knowledge
Hallelujah.
Cool?
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. We glorify you, Lord.
Yes,
area
Father.
Area code 901, welcome to the program. Would you care to give us your name and a one-sentence comment, or I mean question or prayer request? Area code 901, are you there?
You still have background talk.
Area code 901, last call. Well, maybe she'll come back or he. Okay. Area code 251, are you there?
Yes, hi.
And what is your name and question or prayer request?
My name is Shanika, and I was just calling in for prayer tonight.
Mm-hmm. Any certain area?
No.
Okay.
I didn't catch your name.
Shanika.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Shanika, did we speak to you last time?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, we can just give a short follow-up word. We want to really see as many new people as we can this week, but go ahead if you have something, Rita.
I just want to bless Shanika for her persistence and her perseverance into the things of the kingdom, and encourage you when you're in the tough spot, in a tight spot, to really get in to the Word and spend time in intimacy with the Lord. And I'll tell you why I say that. When I was in the tight spot and was not able to go to church like I needed to go to, wasn't able to do the things of the Spirit that I needed to do. I was so busy trying to stay afloat and not die that I was not able to do what I'm suggesting to you. And everything within me wants to encourage you to press into that now so that when the freedom comes and your promotion comes, you will then be able to have this embedded in you. It'll be sealed inside of you, and life will be coming forth to be able to be released to other people.
Amen. And I asked the Lord once, Shanika, I said, Lord, why don't you answer me quicker? And in my case, he said, why don't you answer me quicker? So part of learning to hear God's voice is learning to say, yes, Lord, immediately. And sometimes that's a stretch. It's hard. But the Lord says, I'm just bringing you that place of having perfect confidence in me that I really do have everything under control. And I really am orchestrating everything with your best interest at heart. And I'm just exercising you. And I'll say, will you ride with me today? And just say, yes, Lord. Lord, have a good night.
Amen.
Okay, area code 989. Welcome to the program. Do you have a prayer request? And what is your name?
My name is Lillian.
Okay.
I have a prayer request for my son and for a mate.
Are you the
one? How old is your son?
He's 8.
Okay, he's a young one yet. What I'm sensing is pastoral counsel is needed. Do we have time for pastoral counsel? And Prophet Carlotta?
I would say we have so many callers that would you like to make that available on another occasion?
I can.
Or you can do what you can do in a couple minutes like for everyone else, but not real counseling.
Right, I understand that. I understand that. In the situation, Lillian, that you're in, God is interested in making you to be a whole person, because two wounded people don't make one whole person. And so I encourage you, with all that the Lord Jesus Christ is inside of me, I encourage you to seek him and to line up with Isaiah 54 in your life and focus on being there as a mother to nurture and cherish and to cause your son to grow into the young man. You have an incredible responsibility upon your shoulders as a single parent. And in this season right now, my sensing and everything that's within me is for you to focus on growing closer to the Lord and pouring into your son. Now pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your great grace. And I ask you, Lord, for the lonely times that you make yourself real as comforter. And Lord, in the times of inadequacy and not knowing which way to go or which way to turn, I ask, my God, for liberal wisdom and for you to be her equalizer in this season of her life. And Father, my God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for doing it, Father. And I strengthen my sister. I've been where she's been at. And Lord, it is not fun but I know that you're sufficient and your grace is sufficient. And I strengthen her for what the process is now in the name of Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you. I hear the Lord saying that his plan for you and in relationship to a mate is much, much better than you think. But the Lord says, just as Esther was prepared, you know, with the baths and the oils, and she had to learn how to be the wife to the king. The Lord says, I have a lot that I want to do in you to prepare if you want my best. If you want my best. Of course, any of us can go out and we can manage to get married. But the Lord says, if you want my best, I'm going to put you in the Esther Academy and be training you, be purifying you, be, you know, massaging you with that oil just like she was, teaching you things in the spirit. But the key to it is not seeking for the maid, of course. It's seeking me. And if you will be that person that seeks me above all things, then I will be able to bring my very best to you. Would that be okay?
Yes.
See, that's not a tomorrow answer. That's entering into the Esther preparation. But if you will do that, I can bring you a much better mate than you have planned for yourself.
Hmm.
Hmm. Sounds like she already has one picked out, Prophet Rita.
I don't know.
Well, think on it, Sheila. Think on it. Have a good night. We're getting some comments from the chat room. They're asking us not to spend so long with each person because one person waited an hour last time and did not get a word. So we'll take that exhortation to heart. If you have already had a word, please let others receive tonight. Area code 850, welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name and a short prayer request? Area code 850.
Yes, I'm just listening in to the show today and being blessed by yourself and Prophet Rita.
Oh, okay. When you push the one, it puts a hand up and it makes it look like you want to talk. But if you're just enjoying listening, we bless you for that. And just drink from the well of living water. Pardon?
And just a quick prayer request. I don't want to prolong the time.
Oh, okay.
So whatever you guys want to speak, pray for, I'm just here to receive.
Okay, no certain area. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. And your name?
Hallelujah.
I'm Jesse.
Jesse. Okay. Did you call last week?
I'm
you
sorry?
Called last week, didn't you, Chastity?
I called before, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you mind if we went ahead and took some people that didn't call last week?
Oh, not a problem.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't recognize the number, and I didn't realize. We just have so many people tonight. I hope you'll bear with us and be blessed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, area 954. If you have called before, you know, you can just push, I think it's push the one again and it will take the little hand back down. But area 954, welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name and request?
My name is Electra Fernand.
Pardon me?
And my name is Electra.
Electra.
Yes, and I am calling from St. Lucia. Mm-hmm. And I am called to flow in the belly, but sometimes I have difficulty hearing the voice of God. Could you please pray for me?
Yes, you're breaking up a little bit, but I think I heard that.
Thank
and
you.
And you're from where?
St. Lucia.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you, Lord. And just as the palm trees sway in the breeze, and I have designed them so that they're not even injured in the hurricanes and in the storms, but they've learned to flow with the breeze. You're going to be able to flow with the breeze of my spirit. And whether it's a strong wind or a slight one, that you're going to just be able to flow with me, the Lord says. But you're going to have to press in. There's going to be many, many things, many opportunities that I will give you to hear my voice. And you might say, well, this isn't an opportunity to hear your voice. This is a crisis. But the Lord says, you're going to grow in such confidence in me that you're just going to be able to enter into my rest and have peace and say, Lord, just show me how you're going to manifest yourself through this. And you won't be saying it facetiously or in worry. You'll say, Lord, you know, I just welcome you. You know, just show me how you're going to turn this around for good, or show me how this is for others, or show me how this is a, you know, a blessing for me, or how you're training me. And you're going to be able to see that it's not that the devil is ever in charge, that I always have your best interest at heart, and I'm always teaching you how to know me, always teaching you how to know me. And you're going to change your filter so that you'll see everything through that grid of, you know, God, this is just one more way you're teaching me how to really know you. Thank you, Lord.
It's a very important thing that you need to know, and that is that God's eye and mind is on the islands, and revival is beginning in the islands. So you'll have many opportunities to release the word and to speak life to people. Amen.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know, you're just going to see it more and more, that all the strangers that come across your path and that you pass, you're going to be able to say, Lord, who's next? Just who's next? And you'll be knowing who to speak to, you know, who just to bless silently, who to ask questions, who to serve. And you're going to see that I'm exercising you in so many ways of expressing my heart to people. They're not all with words. The Lord says, we're going to be able to just partner together, and you just feel the breeze of my spirit, and you'll know. You'll just know. You'll have more confidence. Amen.
Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be sure to write us. Write me. Remind me to send you that so I can send you the free download of Communion with God tomorrow. Hallelujah. I don't want people to quit calling in. We're going to do our best here. It's only 10:07, so we're going to do our best to get to everyone. All right. Area code 506, welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name and a quick prayer request?
Yes, my name's Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things happening in my life right now. I'm just not sure what direction to go in.
Okay.
Thank you, Father, for Betty. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the midst of her heart, in the midst of her circumstances. I thank you, Lord, that you're causing her to cry out to you. And Lord, your word declares that when you make us thirsty and hungry, that you feed us and you give us to drink. And I thank you for doing it, Father. But I hear particularly, Lord, the Lord says, daughter, I have prepared a table for you in the midst of your enemies. And you will eat and sup with me and know that I am your Lord, and I am your protector, and I am your advocate, and I am your vindication. And the Lord says, daughter, scripture says that when a woman's ways please me, that I will make your enemies to be at peace with you. So the Lord says, learn of me and know my ways, and be obedient when I speak, and you will know a lifting up and a refreshing and an enabling to be able to run the race that's set before you. The days are long, the nights are longer. And every tear that you've cried, I've caught. and the restlessness in the night as I waken you to call out to me. Don't resist it, but begin to call out to me and then journal what I speak to you. For I will take you on a journey, and you will know me as your healer, and you will know me as your provider, and you will know me as your comforter. For I am coming with healing in my wings to touch you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. And I am doing a massage in the heart area where there's been irregular heartbeats, and I'm causing your heart to come into alignment and your blood pressure to come into alignment. For surely I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, and I will be there in the midst of every decision that you make. Step by step and precept upon precept will you make and walk with me. But lean not onto your own understanding, but lean into me, and I will reveal to you what path to take and when to step and when not to step, when to speak and when not to speak, saith your Lord.
Lord says, and I know that you've had worries and anxieties, and there's been great concerns. And actually, Betty, when I first was picturing something, it was almost like, it was kind of crazy, it was almost like a roulette table or something. I thought, Lord, what does gambling have to do with it? But I think the Lord was saying that there have been times when it just seemed that precarious to you, that it didn't seem like it was that easy to feel that I was really in control, the Lord says, and that everything was being carefully, carefully orchestrated. And the Lord says it's been hard for you sometimes to know that I was in control. If so, why did it go this way? The Lord says, I'm just pressing, helping you press in so that you will know. You will know me. You'll know my perfect character. And you will know that I really am directing your steps. But there's a pressing in that you need to do, that it's not worry and anxiety, you know, and it's not even asking me so many questions. It's entering into that communion time with me, and as you wait upon me in quietness, then in the word and in worship, Lord says there's an anointing I want to release on you as you worship. And whether that's with CDs or in dance or however it is, the Lord says, I'm going to bring you to a new place in worship. And a lot of the warfare that you have wondered about doing and all, that it can be done in worship. It doesn't have to be focusing on what the enemy's doing. The Lord says, I'm just going to give you that new level of relationship through this. And then as you focus on me, then I'll give you the direction. I'll give you the direction. And you'll have it in time. You'll have it in time. Not to worry. Not to worry. Because the secret is that my agenda is always to draw you into communion with me more than it is to tell you the thing that's at the end of the road. I want you to focus on the journey, and that is in definite, just awesome intimacy with me as you go.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your desires for us are so great, so great. And I don't believe that he, there's a few times in the Bible when God did cause calamity and, you know, and bring things into people's lives. But a lot of times I think he's just there to catch us during it and takes advantage of it and says, come my way, come my way, come my way. You know, not to the phone, but to the throne. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Betty, will you please email me and let me know, that I need to send you a free Communion with God download tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Are you okay?
You guys have just hit it right on. I didn't reveal any details yet. In both of your prophecies, you both hit it on right on what I've been going through, and it's a confirmation to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful, Lord.
And what some people may not realize is, see, that may have sounded general to a lot of listeners, but it wasn't to Betty.
No.
And I guarantee that I didn't know what I was talking about Rita and I are Naba prophets, and we just give it like dictation. We don't know what we're talking about a lot of times, but God does, and Betty does.
He sure does, and
that's
he knew
what's
I
important.
Needed. He knew that I needed this tonight, and
Amen.
Even though I had so much trouble getting my computer to have your show come on, I had to reboot it like 3 times.
Mm.
The enemy just did not want me to get this tonight.
Well,
God,
we can add
greater
that.
Than him.
let's add a verse. You know, that God is blessed by the importunate woman, the one that keeps going to the judge, the one that looks for the last coin, you know, the one that goes after the 99, and the one that will reboot their computer as many times as it takes. Hallelujah. Have a good night, dear. And God dreams to you. Amen. God dreams to everybody. Hallelujah. I think we have a Skype caller. Now, the difficulty with those is they all look the same, but if you have an area code that's a Skype one, like just, you know, 111, well, anybody calling in on Skype, 111, can you hear me? I don't know. Maybe it's a calling card. Anyone calling in on a calling card? I don't know how else to identify you because it's 111. Now we have 2 on 111. Okay.
Okay, the first one's me.
Did I just? Are you still? Yeah, you're still connected.
Mm-hmm.
But yours has other numbers. These are all ones.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anyone else on Skype or calling card?
I am.
I hear you. Welcome to the program. What is your name and prayer request?
Is it for me?
I guess so.
Elisa.
Elisa.
Yep.
And your request?
Just confirmation about stuff.
Stuff, Rita.
Stuff. I can speak to stuff.
Okay.
Elisa,
yeah.
I bless you. I bless you coming in and I bless you going out. I bless all that you put your hands and your heart to. And the Lord says, daughter, I've carried you through the wilderness. I've carried you through the desert. I've carried you through the fire. And the Lord says, daughter, you'll come out like the 3 Hebrew children without a smell, without even the touch of the fire that you've been processed through. For I have been processing you for the days ahead for my kingdom's work. For when I formed you within the womb of your mother, I called you to release and to speak my words of life. And the Lord says that the hell that you've been through has been trying to kill your vision, try to steal your hope, and try to steal even your life. But the Lord says, I put my hand of deliverance upon you now. And I say, release in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lift you by the Spirit, and I place your feet on the strong rock, Jesus Christ. And I say that you will stand strong. I say that you will be able. I say that you will complete the journey that I have you on. For the Lord says, daughter, together you and I have been on an Abrahamic journey, and everywhere that I have focused and led you to go, you have gone complaining and without murmuring. And now you will see that I will begin to establish you and plant you in a hothouse where you'll be able to strengthen and to grow and be prepared for the planting that I have ahead. For the Lord says that I will take you as an arrow from my quiver, and I will put you in my bow and shoot you forth and plant you into grounds and soil that I have prepared and have been calling for you. For you will surely go to the street called straight, and you surely will be an answer to prayer. Now, Father, I come into agreement with your word, and I say yea and amen.
Amen. And Lisa, I'm just getting that the enemy has really, really, really worked hard to distort your view of authority, because he knows that my plan, the Lord says, is to give you a greater and greater and greater awareness and to trust you more with spiritual authority. But the Lord says, take special note of the areas all through your life where the enemy has wanted you to somehow break covenant with spiritual authority. Now, this is very specific, but the Lord says this is a major key for many that are listening. And I thank you for your courage of calling in. The Lord says, just begin to write down every strategy of the enemy to cause separation and division between you, even when you were little, when you were in school, when you were in church, whatever, in business. All situations, relationships, where the enemy set you up. Look for the setups, because the Lord says, I want to break the power of the strongholds and the setups that the enemy would cause by having you even be a little bit judgmental or dishonoring of authority, because he wants to prevent you from owning and operating in the spiritual authority that I am and want to be through you. And I don't usually add an excerpt. Is it okay if I add an exhortation? I don't usually get this specific like a homework assignment. But if you have you read Watchman Nee's book, Watchman it's a small book. It's inexpensive. A lot of times bookstores don't think these old spiritual books are even worth much. But you can order Watchman Nee, N-E-E, and it has gold mines of information about if you want to operate in God's spiritual authority and the keys to it. And I believe that's for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Okay.
Yep, thank you very much.
That'll keep you busy for a while.
Yeah, thanks.
Every time I read that book, which is not often enough, I feel like I learned nothing the last time because there's so much in it. It's just awesome.
Okay, thank you both.
You're
get
welcome.
Get some more Kleenex. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we need someone else to press the number one. We have lots of people listening, but does anyone else want prophetic ministry? It's time to call or press number one if you're already on the line. Okay. These numbers keep changing positions, so that's why I hesitate sometimes. I'm going to try this 562 again. How about that? That's the one that I couldn't seem to connect with before.
Okay.
Area code 562, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Would you care for a prophetic word tonight?
Yes.
Would you give us your name and a short request?
My name is Wiley Edwards,
Long
Beach, California.
Okay.
And just needing prayer about this this door that's opening real, real soon, and just my personal life and ministry.
Both.
I've been in a my wife and I have been in a transition from Kansas City to California for almost 2 years. And this looks like God is want to take us out of it. Just need some strength and encouragement.
Tougher than you thought, huh?
Yeah, praise God. This is incredible. The timing is incredible. The Lord says, son, I have brought you through a passage of your life in the midst of this transition. And as you have leaned into me and have put your head upon my chest to hear my heartbeat, I have begun to do heart surgery, both in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm, but mostly in the spiritual realm. And the Lord says, son, I've taken and placed my heart in the midst of your chest, and you will find a listening to the cries of those that are without a father and those that are without a mother. And I will begin to establish you where you will be able to nurture and disciple and to cause growth to come in those around about you. And you've cried out to me for specifics and wanting to know exactly how you're able to use these years of your life for my kingdom's purposes. But God says, son, I prepared you for such a time as this. It's even as I prepared Esther to go before the queen, go before the king, I have prepared you to go before many in the marketplace and to present my gospel and to speak words of hope and words of deliverance. The Lord says that you have seen many in your relationships and your friendship realms who have lost it all, and they come to you for strength and guidance, and you feel like you're inadequate to release a word. But God says, son, when you give my wisdom and you give my word, you will know that you are satisfying the need of their spirit. And as their spirit man grows, so will their soul man and their physical man, and so will their prosperity grow. But the Lord says, son, you've been one that has not been much interested in prosperity. And you want the basics. You want Calvary. You want the power of the cross. You want the power of the blood. And the Lord says, son, walk in that and feed it to my people. Feed my people. Like I asked Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. And the Lord says, son, you will know in the days ahead, in a greater measure, in a greater way, of why I brought you through the transition for this time in your life, saith your God.
And the Lord says, if you'll just press in, really press in. You say, I have been pressing in, Lord, I have been pressing in. The Lord says, I want to give you so many insights because people today, they need clarity and they need certainty and they need ministry that's more than a prophetic word that tells them where they're going to be. They need to know how to get from here to there. And the Lord says that you have a heart that I've given you for the brokenhearted, and I'm growing you in that area. And there have been so many things that are blocking my people, and some just seem to receive Christ and just go out like a cannon, and they don't seem to need much transformation or healing. But the Lord says, I'm drawing you to those people, and I'm allowing you to go through some things yourself so that you'll have that heart of compassion and you won't give them bad answers. And the Lord says, as you press into ministry training, there are going to be areas that maybe it doesn't mean that much to you, but if you will study it. And the Lord says, I even want you to keep a ministry training notebook because I'm going to give you very, very valuable insights. And as you begin to collect those things, then I'm going to be able to bring more and more people across your path, and especially over the phone and Skype. And the Lord says you're going to begin to have this outreach to people. But because of your ministry training notebook, I'm going to give you those insights ahead of time. And then when that person calls, you'll go, God's already given me a revelation on that. And you may not tell them, you know, because what you know is that I'm going to highlight the parts of that revelation that are specific for that person. But the Lord says, you know, I can prophesy, speak, minister, heal, and deliver better through a person that has prepared and pressed into me for those things than just working with a blank chalkboard. And so the Lord says, be optimistic that I am using these challenges to show you more, and you will learn how people learn. Just remember that phrase, that a good minister begins to learn how others learn. And guess what? Part of the way that we do that is that we go through some of the things ourselves, and then we know. And we know, and Prophet Rita and I used to call it PIT, Prophets in Training. But it's not just prophets, it's preachers and all kinds of people, prophetic anybody in training, that as you go through some of those things yourself, you know what it's like to be the little moth that has to squeeze out of the cocoon to become the butterfly and be able to really fly. And so the Lord says, I'm going to redeem every experience that you're going through. But please keep that notebook, because you're going to need these resources in more detail than you think. People are going to be calling you for ministry, and instead of it taking years or months, you're going to be able to, because of the revelations that you've already collected and written down, you're going to be able to give them a sure word, base it on scripture, and be able to pray for them. And because you have learned it yourself and you've already got it down. And the Lord says, I'm just preparing your life's message right now.
Mm.
That doesn't mean you'll be in this spot forever, but I'm preparing your life's message. And when you're supposed to transition out of the spot where you are now, you will know it. You will know.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I receive that.
Well, yes, good. Lord. That yes, makes Lord. It easier.
Yes, Lord. I receive that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please email me, too. I always wonder about you people when you call and say things like that. I wonder how it went. If you'll just keep in touch.
I'll do that.
And email me and say, remember to send me my download.
Yes. Okay.
Bless you, brother.
Give your wife a hug for us, too. I don't know her, but just give her a hug.
I'll do that, too.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we were able to connect. We need somebody else. Oh, we've got a number of callers here. Somebody else, now be brave and press that number one and let us know you want to be next. When I said that thing about the hug, it reminded me of what Dr. Paul Walker said years ago, Rita. He was a psychologist and an awesome preacher, and he said, there in Atlanta, he said that this man brought his wife into the office, and the woman was just so broken up and just so fragile and just in such strong need of support. And he did something a counselor like never does, but the husband was right there. So he took her into his arms and he gave her a big hug, and he turned to the husband. He said, now this is what she needs. She needs a big hug like this every day. And the husband said, I know, but I can't bring her in that often. And sometimes we just don't get it.
That husband didn't get it, that's for sure.
We need to know that Jesus really hugs through our arms. He really does.
Yes.
And so sometimes we tell people, you know, press in, go to the Lord yourself, you know, learn how to do that. And sometimes we need to add the fact that Jesus wants to hug them through us. I see somebody's change in their mind. We had a caller press number one, and now they're gone, and then they pressed it, and now they're gone again. Now they're back. Maybe they're having connection problems. I'm going to try to catch them while they're here.
Okay.
We've got another 111 call. I don't know if it's Skype or a calling card. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. Would you care to share your name and a prayer request?
Okay, this is Kirk. Hey, Rita. Hey, Prophet Rita. Hello, Prophet Carlotta. God bless you guys.
Hi, Kirk.
Yes, concerning direction, there are two different decisions. I believe they're both possible from the Lord, of course, and that's what the dilemma is. I just need some clarity on them, so I can focus my prayer on the one.
I'll prophesy if you want me to.
Okay.
Okay. The Lord says, son, I have impregnated you with the desire of my heart, which has become the desire of your heart, and it is so ingrained in the fabric of your being that you think it's from you. But the Lord says, son, it's what I have placed there and what I am going to cause you to walk in and to focus in and to receive the joy of serving me as Abba Father. For the Lord says that I have placed the Father's heart in the midst of you. And in the days ahead, you will know that because you've allowed me to take you aside, and I allowed you allowed me to pull you out and to keep you to myself for a while, that you'll be able to know that when I release you to be a father, to be to those that are lost and without a father and need to be discipled and need to be nurtured and need to be affirmed. The Lord says, son, you will know that I have been the one that has prepared you. I have been the one that has equipped you, and I am the one that has given you the passion. But first of all, the Lord says, son, I am uniting and drawing in a greater measure, in a greater passion, my atmosphere and my shalom in the midst of your home. And as you stand as you are, as the priest of your home, you will see in the days ahead that those around about you in the neighborhood will even begin to come and to partake and to seek you out to receive some of that authority that you have in the spirit realm. For the Lord says, even the deliverance mantle rests upon you, and I'm going to stir it up in a greater measure. And in these days, all it'll take will be a touch or in a word, and you'll set them free. So the Lord says, tighten your seatbelt, because we are going to go on the ride of your lifetime.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I just keep getting the word mixture. I'm usually more long-winded, but I just keep getting the word mixture. The Lord says, what I'm going to be doing through you is a mixture of things. And it's not just one or the other. And it's going to dovetail in a way that maybe you haven't foreseen already. But I really don't have a whole flow on that, Kirk. I'm just getting the word mixture into. So maybe there's a different way to perceive these opportunities than you think. I don't know.
Well, that goes along with it too. In times in prayer, I see that it's a possibility of them, because sometimes our mind can be so limited, and then when I get a measure of his capability, I see a possibility of it dovetailing. Because I mean, there's no distance in the spirit realm, and sometimes God has things greater than we can imagine. So, you know, with his wisdom, he can put it together. It's such a blessing to finally hear Prophet Rila's voice again. She prophesied over me for the first time 6 years ago at CI, at a conference up there at Santa Rosa. So, you know, great word. And thank you, Prophet Carlotta, for having this opportunity to minister the body. Is such a need for clarity to keep the confusion and witchcraft out, to give us peace and confidence in God's word and our destiny. So thank you very much.
Amen.
And I will
Bless you. Spread the word. I hope that all of you will consider, if you're not already, being our friends on Facebook, because we have quite an outreach going there, as do many other ministers. You know, your congregation, you know, when people say, I've got 300 or 3,000. Well, we got about 3 billion on Facebook. And there is just no end. You know, there's no time constraint. There's no funds constraint. Nothing. There's no end. As long as God gives you insights that you can share them on Facebook. We write notes. We write little comments on what other people write. We give prophetic words. We pray for people. And it's not that I have loads and loads and loads of free time, but I've gotten so that I'm rising up early in the morning and just sharing a couple of those insights on Facebook. So you just never know when you'll find us there.
That's right. I enjoy it.
I really do. I never thought I would. People begged me to get on Facebook for years. I said, I don't have time for that stuff. But I find that I'm really being blessed by the comments that other insights that other people are putting too. And you can write comments also here on Blog Talk Radio. It's not that we need pats on the back. It's that it's a way to bless other people. You can encourage other people that they should try hearing the word of the Lord. They'll like it. Also, you can put verses on Facebook. And I just want to encourage you, if you're a beginner wanting to know more about hearing God's voice, that if you'll go on my website at www.cwlinc.com, or you can look at that on the Blog Talk Radio page here, that we have quite a few articles near the bottom left of that site menu on how to hear God's voice. So if you're just beginning or you want to know how to share it with others, at first, you know, Prophet Rita, I had the same training you did, and we just knew how to teach, you know, prophetic. But then I began to branch out to teach people that had no inkling of any aptitude for the prophetic how to begin to hear God's voice. So you may be able to share some of these articles with other people. And we're having interns coming. Well, looks like we might have 3 interns this summer, possibly 4, because people are really wanting to, you know, have opportunities to practice and safe places where they won't hurt anybody, you know, but opportunities to practice. And, of course, we do a lot of hearing God's voice for people that need real ministry, healing, and deliverance right now because of our Restoration Prayer Ministry. And believe me, a lot of the people that come for Restoration Prayer Ministry are ministers already. They've already gotten ministry as many places as they can, and maybe they're not all healed and free yet. But we just thank you, everyone that called in. We just thank you, and we want you to interact with us. See, our websites are about interacting with you. We're reproducers of reproducers. We want to know what your questions are. You can submit your journaling, possibly a dream. You know, if we don't get anything from the Lord, we'll tell you. Prophet Rita, did you want to say anything about your website or anything?
I would. The Lord blessed me with a website which we just completed redoing the banner, and it's JubelMinistries.org, and Jubel is JubelMinistries.org. And on Jubel Ministries, there are teachings, there are ponderings, and there's prophetic words, and there's testimonies.
Amen.
I enjoy the ponderings and the prophetic words, mostly because I find it easier to captivate somebody's attention with a short something than have it long and detailed. People read the short and digest it.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to give them concentrated word in a paragraph. And it's refreshing. If you go there, you'll find out that God has honored that site and his favor's on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I welcome you to visit it.
Thank you, Lord. And we encourage you to friend us here on Blog Talk Radio or subscribe or share it with others. You can just click share under the program and it will be available within 30 minutes after it's over. And as you know, you can do that anytime from now on, you know, as long as this planet is here. A person in the chat room has submitted a question: what verses in the Bible teach about this refreshing, or referring to modern times? Let's see, what do you mean by that? What verses in the Bible teach about this? You mean personal prophecy? Is that what you're asking? Maybe they can type in a Y or an N and I'll know. Well, I don't see an answer. We do have verses on my Facebook page, and they were sent out in the article to our subscribers today that share about 10 aspects of personal prophetic ministry. You can email me if you haven't subscribed to our weekly insights yet. You can email me and ask me to send you that, or if you're on Facebook, look on my notes for today, and you'll see verses about personal prophetic ministry there that answer the most common questions. We can also refer you easily to Dr. Bishop Bill Hammond's books, especially the first one, the Red Book, on prophets and personal prophecy. Well, it looks like it's time to pray for our listeners. Prophet Rita, do you have something to impart?
Okay. That's the great thing is in regards to impartation.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I want to release a passion and a zeal for more of God and more of his voice. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your anointing that breaks the yoke, and I release your love over your sons and daughters. Excuse me. I am sorry.
No, what you do is you press on your upper lip right under your nose. I've had to do that so many times. And sometimes you don't sneeze.
Well, I didn't sneeze. That's a cough, but thank you for that.
Oh, okay.
I remember that. It's a resistance in the spirit.
Oh.
When this happens to me.
Okay.
And I'm not going to let it. So in the name of Jesus, I release and I prophesy life and I prophesy hope.
Mm-hmm.
I prophesy chains being broken and bondages being broken off. I prophesy ears to hear, not only in the natural, but ears to hear in the spirit realm. I prophesy eyes to see the things of the kingdom, and not only in the natural, but in the spiritual realm. And I thank you, Lord, that you are joying of your sons and daughters, and that you're causing them to hunger and thirst for more than you. I thank you, Father, that you fill every void in the midst of their being, and that you cause them to overflow with their cup, to overflow, to overflowing, and that the overflow will go to many. And I thank you for doing it, my Lord. And I praise you. And I give you honor because you're worthy, God. You're worthy.
Yes.
Lord, we'd be nothing, absolutely nothing without you, because you're the one that put up the broken pieces. You're the one that put us back together again. You're the one that dwells within us. And I thank you for it, Father. And I give you praise in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just hear the Lord saying, I'm just taking each of you in my arms, and I just want to take you to take some deep breaths now and just settle into my lap. And I want you to do that every day. Just sit in my lap every day and let me give you fresh downloads that you don't have to get through the TV or a sermon from someone else or a book or anywhere else. Let me give you fresh downloads every day, because my spirit is in you. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have his authority, which is all authority in heaven and earth, but you don't understand it. And the Lord says, I've already given you everything that you need for life and godliness, but I want to teach you as one would train a child in how to walk. I want to train you so that you will know how to receive what you already have. The Lord says, there's hardly anything you can ask me for that I haven't already provided, and it is available at the proper time. And you don't need to coach me or to beg me to care or to beg me to bless you or love you, because that's my nature and that's who I am.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord says, I just want to train you in how to receive and how to heal your heart so that you can, how to heal your identity so that it will be in me, and help you to understand that I've already given you a gift of righteousness. As far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. If you're in me, you have my righteousness. If you're in me, I've already made you holy and blameless in my sight. Maybe your behavior doesn't add up, but we're working on that. And the Lord says, it's not for you to perform it or figure it out or work it out. The Lord says, sit in my lap and let me download into you the healing and transformation, and I will show you what your part is. You know, I may ask you to confess some things or to forgive some people or to forgive yourself, but the Lord says, I want to tutor myself, because I am the one that teaches you how to walk. I am the one that teaches you who you are, and you will learn who you are by sitting on my lap. There's no easier way, and there's no better way. Just take time to sit in my lap, the Lord says. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's really it. It's not something so hard that the littlest child can't do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anything else, Prophet Rita?
tonight, if you didn't understand or hear anything, the most important thing that you could take from this night is that you know the word yada,
mm-hmm.
and that you know what it means to know God intimately, to know Him in relationship intimately, like a husband and a wife know each other. And when you know Him, your life is overflowing with His extravagant love. And you won't be cast down and you won't be heavy laden, but you'll be one that speaks life to other people. And once you've done it and you've seen a glint in an eye or a smile to come across a face, you will know the value of being obedient and speaking the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. Please encourage other people to come hear the word of the Lord, because they might be like me. I was raised in church three times a week, but I had never known anyway that I had heard a rhema word of God until I was, I think it was 42. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Got to get that word out there more often.
I didn't know it was real. I didn't know it was for today. And so that's why we host these workshops and these training seminars. And Prophet Rita's going to be part of one soon. And we're planning things here at Crosswalk Life. And we want to encourage you that you can host one. You can even invite us to come, and we'll train small groups, because it's not always, you know, like the majority of the church that believes that they're going to be able to hear God's voice. We're not about numbers. You can see how to host a seminar on my website. You can contact Prophet Rita, and we'll come. Like in, I think it's the first week of May, we're planning on being in Orlando and working with a deliverance ministry there and balancing that out and with what we have to offer. And we all have something, you know, we're all important in the body of Christ. So just want to encourage you. You might think, well, I only have 10 or 12 people. That's okay. If those of you that are interested or able to bring us to you, we'll be happy to minister to you, to train you how to hear God's voice, to train you in prophetic activations, or in the restoration prayer ministry that I do. And if you go to my site, you'll see there's a number of other training seminars. But it's, you know, what we want to do is train a core of people effectively. And then we know that God will work through you to train others. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Anything else?
Did we minister to everybody that wanted, desired ministry?
Everybody that raised their hand here on the phone. Others are just listening.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Well, we'll encourage you. Unless God shows me something else, the next time we're going to be talking about come against religious spirits and what God is doing through His Holy Spirit in power with a young prophet, J.D., and you can read the write-up on that there on the website at Blog Talk Radio. And it'll be real interesting. I was convicted that we need to hear a balance, you know, because God is doing so much through these young people. And they come from different places than we come from, because as one explained to me recently, she said, Carlotta, not only was I never taught that Jesus is God, my parents weren't even taught that Jesus is God. She said, you come from several decades ago. I said, thank you very much. But it's the truth. It's the truth that sometimes we think the younger people might have the same misconceptions we had. Maybe they're just the opposite. Maybe they're a clean slate. You know, they were never taught anything about Jesus. So don't let the devil talk you out of sharing. Don't let him talk you out of it. Just obey his voice. Obey his voice. Hallelujah. Well, we want to encourage you to be with us next time. Invite others to come. This is one way that you can have an outreach, just one more way, by encouraging them, because maybe in their area there is no one delivering the prophetic word. So we hope that your faith has arisen, that you are encouraged to believe that my sheep do hear my voice, that Acts 2 is clear, that it is good to expect an outpouring of God's Spirit, and to be able to prophesy. In Corinthians is clear, covet to prophesy, quench not the Spirit. And so we just want to encourage you to press into God and say, God, if anybody can have it, I want it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, that you want to speak to us and through us. You're worthy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I could have fortune and fame, go anywhere, do anything, but oh God, I just want you.
Oh God.
I could search for earthly things to satisfy my every need. Oh God, I just want you. I just want to yield. I just want you. I just want to live in your presence every day. Every day.